Buried secrets never stay buried because FBI Justice for Victims' Families is the only investigation organization to incorporate forensic science into the field of the unknown. In our true crime discussions, get to meet forensic examiner Ashley Alexiou, a respected examiner in the field of forensic science like others who are needed. If interested, please contact FBI Justice for Victims' Families at fpijustice.org.
You're listening to FBI Unsolved. In this episode, we're speaking with one of FBI's forensic investigators searching behind closed walls of a disturbing Canada murder that is hiding something terrible. An ongoing murder mystery FBI Unsolved is investigating. Here's your host, managing investigator and broadcast producer Regina Romaine.
Ashley is our investigator and forensic examiner. We're trying to help a family solve a murder in Canada. We call the murder house. Now, we're working with the family. Ashley's going to tell us a little bit more about that. Let's talk about the new updates with the case.
Oh my gosh, yes. So many updates. Okay, so where do I even begin? It's just so all over the place. A month before the couple had died, the father who was killed, he and the owner of the company, a large pharmaceutical company, he actually changed his will, took out two of his daughters, left the one son and two of his best friends on the estate and power of attorney. I find that very interesting. Why would you all of a sudden take everybody off, your loved ones, and then put, I don't want to say random people, but just like your best friends? I just find that a little bit odd that the children of the murdered couple are now, I guess, the estate trustees, all four children. And so there's been reports now that the four children are not submitting certain paperwork to the police in order to conduct investigations. If you want to solve this case and you want to find out who murdered your parents, why are you holding back any kind of evidence possible? You want to give as much evidence as possible in order to figure out what happened.
This is my thing. If you're going to change your will and take your family off, is that like you're trying to hide money? I'm not understanding why you would take your family off and put somebody else that's not family on your will. You know, is something wrong with that? Or maybe he owed money or something.
You know, because if anything happened in a family, you know that it's either going to go to the wife or the children, you know, whatever comes first. So to put the best friends of the company, because they've known each other for 30 years as the executor, I found it very suspicious. And well, we do know that he owed about $1 billion. So you're right. Is he trying to hide money? Is he trying to put somebody in the forefront so that he won't be looked at? This other person will be looked at. Something else also came about that he did have a offshore bank account in the Bahamas. He also had ties to the Edmonton Oilers owner. So things are just going left, right, and all over the place all of a sudden. New things are coming out. Family members are now stepping up, saying random things. Now, a newest thing, well, it's actually not really new. One of the biggest parts of this story is that the couple's, I guess you could say it is the wife of the husband's sister, was always going to be taken care of financially. And money was owed to her. Her lifestyle was paid for her. Even her children's lifestyle was paid. The children, older adult children, had a credit card, you know, through the murdered husband's account, and asked permission always to use it. Now, the funny thing about that, Honey Sherman's sister decided to start suing the executor of the will. Now, that is the son. Now, I find this very weird, the fact that you are being financially taken care of by your brother-in-law. Now, all of a sudden, you're suing him for the money that he didn't give you. That doesn't make sense to me. To me, that is clearly indicating a motive for something.
Right. How are you being taken care of by the brother-in-law? To me, you know, because I'm already thinking bad things. if you're being taken care of by the brother-in-law, maybe they had an affair or was doing something.
Well, and then that's something else. Was the marriage happy? Are you having an affair? If you're being taken care of now, being after the murder, now all of a sudden you're coming back and you're saying, well, I didn't get all the money that was promised to me. I'm going to sue you. Well, but you're already being taken care of financially. So what exactly are you looking for?
Right. Okay. I don't.
I find this very suspicious.
Like right. It's like family secrets are not the only thing being revealed. We already know they have secrets. We know it's some type of secret in this family. And I'm personally thinking it was somebody that they knew to pose them like they did, you know, like those swimming pool statues. That's me.
Well, I agree with you there. I believe that is somebody well known to them that knew the layout of the household and then knew those statues well enough to pose them like those statues. And then we had indicated before in another podcast that the killer put the glasses back on one of the husband after they murdered him and put him in the statue like stance. So what are like, to me, that is just like, okay, somebody there has a motive.
Right. They're trying to me, they're trying to say something or they're trying to like they knew them and trying to get back at them in a way that I guess would please them, you know, the murderer.
It's almost like a revenge style of like, well, you did me dirty or I didn't get what I wanted from you or you didn't provide it to me. So here, exactly. I'm going to do this to you and make you pay for it. So many things are coming out of here. I don't even know where to turn, left, right, center, or straight, because there's so much gossip. There's so much news. So many things are coming out. Now it's all turning to the executor of the state. Now the executor of the state is the son. Now all the fingers are pointing at the son. And as we indicated earlier in the investigation, one of the daughters had accused the son of actually murdering their parents. And everyone's thinking, like, really, are you going to be that bold to kill your parents? And like, what are you going to gain? Well, there is actually a lot for him to gain because what we found out, and what we found out is that if only the husband was murdered, the entire empire and everything would be left to the wife. If both parents were murdered, the entire empire would be left to the children. So is that motive for one of the children to kill the parents to gain control of the empire? If we're really thinking that way, that's just wild to kill your parents just to gain the control and the power of the empire. But it is a possibility.
Right. It is a possibility because most of the cases that are unsolved and a lot of murders are dealing with family. And I think people know that, you know, most murders say, you know, they're dealing with family or a family member killed. And that's what we're finding out with working with FBI Justice.
Well, absolutely. And we're keeping digging for more information. We're constantly looking into our sources. You know, we have a saying, us investigators, follow the money. I am going through every piece of information where the money is flowing, and it is taking me in so many different directions. I don't even know where to start. It's just wild.
That $1 billion is a lot of money to follow.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, the $1 billion over here, then, you know, the son had some money, then all of a sudden another company was owed. This person is asking for the money. They didn't get their money. So, already there's 10 people that are missing funds. Are we looking at them? Are we coming to Texas to even see that he's involved in a huge lawsuit with the Texan pharmaceutical companies?
Exactly.
So it is, exactly. We are just all over the place with this case. There is a different, lead every single day, and it's taking me into so many different paths. This is great.
Right. I mean, because it's just so, I mean, because it's not the only case we have that's disturbing, you know, and I'm saying is I'm glad that you're working on that and following, like I say, following the money because they do have a lot of family secrets. My thing was, I'm still hooked on the wall because you have this big wall covering a pile of dirt. There's nothing behind that wall, you know, but it's still covered up. And they've had people trying to purchase the land. They're going back and forth with trying to purchase the land. And then that doesn't work. And then you have the family and the siblings and everybody going back and forth. And like I said, everything's behind that wall. Everything is still behind that wall.
That's right. We still don't know what's behind the wall. We are definitely going to go out and do some more investigations on site and try and see if we can find what is behind that wall, if the wall is taken down or if any new construction is being built. It is still not as sold. The last time we did a podcast, it was in the midst of being sold by another owner, and that listing actually got dropped. So the family still owns it, and we don't really know what is going on with the listing. They keep putting it up for sale, then taking it down. So remember, it's just a piece of land that is barricaded by a big black wall. Nothing else is there except the secrets behind the wall. And we are trying to uncover those secrets.
Right, because they tore the house down with all the clues.
Yes, and that was our biggest piece of evidence.
Right.
And my biggest thing as an investigator and as even a daughter, if I want to know who had killed my parents, I would not be touching anything around the home or the documents. I'd be trying to provide the police and the investigators with everything that I could in order to find a lead, to find anything to see why my parents were murdered. And I mean, as a daughter, even to hear that, you know, you're horrified. So there's so many different levels that you can take this to, a psychological level, an emotional level, and then almost an anger level where you're angry because you don't know where to turn. And at the same time, who can you trust? Because if your own family members are now coming after you because, oh, they're owed this and they didn't get that, are they suspects? So it's almost like you can't turn anywhere to trust anybody because you don't even know if they murdered your parents or not. So it is just wild what is actually going on. Something else that I found out was the sister of the murdered lady was promised $300 million from her brother-in-law, who is also taking care of her financially throughout her life. So financially means providing her with a home, all of her bills, everything, shopping, groceries, and that even includes that woman's children. Now, apparently she was promised $300, but the real amount was $500 million. So $500 million there, another $500 million in another place, there's $1 billion. So now is one of the other family members involved in this? Can we say that because they didn't get their money, now they're coming after another family member?
Yeah, we don't know until we get the facts, but we're getting close.
Absolutely. We are definitely getting close. We are getting very close to finding out or trying to even uncover where the money is possibly going. If we can try and get our hands on some documents or try and even obtain statements from family members or even try and see why the family members are reluctant to give evidence to the police. Why? And again, as a family member, what are you hiding that you don't want the police to see? I find that very interesting.
Right. Exactly. And because we're dealing with family, you know, they have the rights to hide a lot of things, you know, with documents and their names on things. You know, they can push that away just like they tore down the house. Like I say, that's allegedly we're saying the family. But when the family is involved with things, it's a lot of ways you can hide and cover up things when it's dealing with family because they know where to put things and they know what to put out and what not to put out. And they know where, like I say, they know where all the secrets are. You know, they know where all the buried bodies are.
Yes, and definitely I agree with you there. And now not letting some information out, that kind of takes me to a different level as an investigator, where did you have, or did the family members have certain secrets that the public didn't want to know? Were there affairs going on? Were there cover-ups going on? Did the family know about the affairs and they didn't want it to get out? Are they trying to cover up an affair with money? It can go in so many directions. And again, it goes right back to the house. Who ordered for that house to be demolished right away? Again, that's our biggest question that we have to really look into and investigate.
Yeah, that's the biggest question, because like we said before, the only person that can demolish the home would be a family member.
And so for the home to be demolished, we still have no answers. So again, we are still looking into several leads. We are looking into what is behind those walls. We are going to do a drive-by this week and try and see what's behind those walls. Even if I want to see if any family members are walking along the street.
Yeah, but didn't we know that it was a family member that demolished the home?
So the family member who demolished the home, it was reported as the executor of the estate. So the executor of the estate is the son. So that means the son ordered the home to be demolished. We don't even know if the other sisters involved even had a say in demolishing the home. Maybe they didn't even want the home to be demolished. Was this a joint family decision, or was just this one person made decision on demolishing the home? We still have to look into that.
We want to be clear too with what we're investigating. We are investigating this because of one of the family members that we're not speaking of right now, but there is a family member that has reached out for trying to get this resolved.
Absolutely. And our biggest thing is if we can make contact with that family member and start asking questions would be the greatest thing to figure out where actually their stance is. I would like to look at their body language and actually their emotions when speaking with them and seeing where they stand. Are they the killer? Am I going to be speaking face to face with the killer or not?
Right.
So that's huge.
I know it's about money. It has to be about money.
Absolutely. And again, we know that he owed people $1 billion. That's a lot of money. And if people were not receiving their money, I think this was a lesson being taught to them, saying, well, if you're not going to pay me, okay, I'm going to have revenge on you and I'm going to show you what's really going to go on if you don't want to pay me. And I mean, again, this could be a family member. Maybe he borrowed the money for somebody. Maybe he stole the money and said, oh, you know what? I'm going to give you the money back after I do this, and never gave the money. We don't know the actual story behind the $1 billion that was owed. And that is something that we need to look into and start investigating. Yes, it is. Sometimes my head spins.
I know, right?
And with the other murder gossip, we are still on the case digging for evidence. So tune in to find out more.
Yeah, I got to tune in because there's so much stuff we're dealing with, and we're slowly putting it out there to the public, make our cases more aware. We're doing that. We're doing a lot of reporting this year. So, but if you're tuning into this podcast, this is the thing. What we do is the absolute truth with helping these families. And the main thing is we're trying to expose the truth. I would like to thank the audience for listening and Ashley Alexia, an ongoing investigation. So check back with us for the next episode. See you next time. Okay,
that was really good.
Funded mainly through advertisement and donations, FPI Unsolved is an independent production of FPI Justice for Victims Families, a 501c3 nonprofit. FPI Unsolved is hosted, directed, and executive produced by Regina Romain. Follow FPI Unsolved on Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Spotify, and all other podcast platforms. Our website can be found at fpijustice.org. To find us on Facebook and TikTok, search FPI and FPI Justice.